thank you so much for checking out Radio Chatter. Today, a couple leftover interviews that I just haven't had a chance to put on Radio Chatter, one of which being Scott Holiday from the band The Rival Sons. We talk about his thoughts on the death of Chris Cornell, the shift to straight-ahead rock bands. There's a lot of them out there right now. Plus, Alexa from the band Letters from the Fire, how that band was named, singing with the guys from Seether, upcoming tours. All that and more today on Radio Chatter.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 4, 3, 2, 1, and liftoff.
This is Radio Chatter with WRIF's own Meltdown.
Yeah, it's been a busy couple of weeks for myself with Rock in the Range. Of course, the death of Chris Cornell. The long holiday weekend. Just lots of stuff going on. So I thought I'd throw up some of these interviews here for you guys. And just to get them out there. This Scott Holiday interview from Rival Sons I thought was really good. Didn't have a chance to really put it on the Rock in the Range interviews for whatever reason. I think it didn't transfer when I was having all sorts of Pro Tool problems. So anyways, here it is today. We'll talk to Scott about one of his bands, The Hives. He loves The Hives. Like I said in the intro, his thoughts on the death of Chris Cornell. He was a lot more influenced by Soundgarden than I thought he would have been. Plus, Alexa from Letters from the Fire came through town with Seether a couple weeks back. Just got a couple minutes with her to see what that band's all about. We talked how the band was named, upcoming tour plans as well, and a ton more today on Radio Chatter. But first, I talked with Scott Holiday for the band Rival Sons, and the guys from this band, Royal Republic, had just walked away, and apparently Scott didn't feel so overdressed after seeing those guys.
You just interviewed the first group of guys that I'm like, I don't feel overdressed around.
We're rolling right now. Have you seen those Royal Republic band play?
I don't know Royal Republic. I know the name, but I don't know their sound. But really nice fellas, and if they're from Sweden, they can't be half bad.
I got to be honest. I was walking up to the tent today earlier, and they were on the stage, and I had to stop and watch them. I thought they were great.
Yeah.
You know, it's just one of those bands. It's like it's something that you just, you know.
Trust me, we spend a lot of time in that part of the world, and I love music from there. I have a couple favorite bands. Dungen is a like kind of like a psychedelic freak out, really avant-garde type of act from Sweden that I love. The Hives.
Swedish. Oh, The Hives are from there?
One of my favorite all time. We were lucky enough a couple years ago to have Pelé out. I came off this big, big sold-out show we did in Sweden, and backstage was Pelé, and I was like ear to ear. Yes, I love The Hives. It's like the band that none of my friends at home knew about.
Yeah.
I'm just like, these guys are doing
it right. What are those guys doing? I don't even know what they're
doing. I think they're revamping up for the summer touring right now, I hope. Okay. I don't know.
Yeah, it's funny you should mention that. They are great. These guys just came through Detroit, didn't get a chance to leave. You know, I saw you outside, I guess, for a second there. You signed my picture for me. Thank you for that, by the way.
Detroit was amazing.
Was it?
Really great. We did the Fillmore there.
Right.
Maybe one of the most beautiful theaters we played. It was unbelievable.
I'll tell you what, the Fox Theater right next door.
I love the Fox, too.
Yeah, it's amazing. And Wednesday night, I was at that show at Soundgarden.
Wow, you were there.
Yeah.
And how was the show?
The show was fine. It was a great Soundgarden show, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And so, I mean, what are your thoughts on, are you a Soundgarden fan at all?
I'm the biggest Soundgarden fan ever.
Really?
As a kid, that was a band that really ushered in an era for me. In a band that I connected with that made me feel more like myself, because there was all these glam rock bands that weren't totally me, and I was listening to a lot of old music, and there were certain new things that I really liked, and this was a band that I discovered on the Louder Than Love record.
Oh yeah.
That right when I heard it, I went, oh, from the first track, this is band, it sounds like me. This is the band I connect with, and I've couldn't play them enough going through high school, and they're a huge inspiration. And it's true, people have been saying, you know, Chris was our Robert Plant of our generation, and I will say here that he was the Chris Cornell of our generation.
Yeah.
And he was just like an amazing force. How do you be that handsome and that good at singing? It just seems criminal.
Yeah, he's got like the trifecta, whatever the double part is.
Want to say I know a lot of somber energy around it. It's been so close and everything. And our good friends, Pretty Reckless, were out on that night and on tour with them. And I just want to say right here, right now, that all of us, everyone listening, we should turn that now and stop with the somber vibe and really remember what he left us with and that great body of work and what he gave. What a great contribution he gave to us. And it's terrible that he's not here But it's wonderful what he gave to us.
I'm surprised to hear that he was that band was such an influence on you, knowing the music that you guys play. And like I talked to Michael from Volbeat a little while ago, and he says, yeah, they didn't really influence me that much. And I kind of expected that. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I played a Guild S100, which is a guitar that Kim Thiel still plays.
Oh, okay.
I had a Guild S100 for years.
Yeah.
Kim was a huge influence on me. A bunch of their tunings they used, and it was just a really timely nature how they dropped in. It was like you were either going to be the kid that listened to Skid Row and Warrant and these bands,
right?
And then there was another weird thing happening that kind of the Head on the Dragon, certainly on that Seattle scene, was Soundgarden. And if anyone thinks that it was Nirvana, you're probably too young to know. It wasn't. It was, Soundgarden, Alice in Chains, Mudhoney, the Melvins. These bands were like the real Head on the Dragon. And through Andrew Wood leaving us, we get Pearl Jam from Mother Love Bone.
Yeah.
And we get Temple of the Dog,
right,
inside of all that. And I was so ingrained in all that. It was such a profound part of my childhood.
Now you're talking about how the music shifted back then, and I almost get the feeling that the music's taking a little bit of a shift right now to more straight ahead rock bands like you guys, like a Royal Blood, like the Black Keys from a couple years ago, Jack White stuff. You know what I'm saying? Do you ever get that vibe or no?
God bless it. I want to be in that pantheon. I want to be in that club.
Yeah.
I mean, we've never really been chasing anything, this band. We've just been, from the beginning of doing the Rival Sons, I just felt there was a void in rock and roll personally. It wasn't being made tonally and with the attitude that I felt encompassed rock and roll the way I loved it. There was a lot of other great things happening, and that's what really was a big thing that spurred me and inspired me to start doing rock and roll again, because I had kind of laid off the rock and roll before the band and was in different directions with music. And came back to it and said, the world needs one of those dirty rock and roll bands that has the dirt under their nails and the blood on their hands. And that's kind of how I talked to the guys to join the band. Like, let's get in a van and be a dirty band that plays rock and roll that has more to do with Otis Redding than it does with, I don't want to slander any bands, but
right,
bands,
something modern.
Then something that was more watered down. Let's
right.
like, take it back to soul and rhythm and blues. And remember that the rock needs to roll. And that was the idea.
Kid Rock the other day asked me, he says, what's the next big rock band? And your name was, I brought up you guys, and he goes, yeah, I like that band.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool. So,
thank you, Bob.
Yeah,
do you think
you guys could be the next big rock band?
Sure. I wouldn't be doing it if I didn't think that.
Yeah, for sure. There you go. Filling up arenas, coming up in a future near you.
I can have a very egocentric answer to that, and that's not going to play well.
Right.
But I can say that the guys that I have in my group, Jay Buchanan singing and Michael Miley on drums and Dave Bestie on bass, the guys I play with, I'm honored to play with them, and they're great at what they do. And certainly I feel the world needs a Jay Buchanan in their lives. I think, especially in lieu of recent events, it's getting harder and harder. It's really, special vocalists and writers, it's just very few and far between.
Yeah.
And of course I'm biased, and I'm sorry to sound like a dick, listeners, but I just happen to be in a band with one of those special people. Jay Buchanan is one of those guys. And all I can say is, if you don't believe me, the proof of the pudding's in the taste.
There you go.
Go have a listen.
Well, listen, it's always great to catch up with you, Scott. Thanks for the show in Detroit, man. That was awesome.
Love the show in Detroit. Always great to talk. I love the riff. Thank you for your support, man.
Scott Holiday from Rival Sons talking to us at this past year's Rock on the Range. And I think the last time I interviewed him was at Rock on the Range 2 years ago, when those guys just did a 4-song set on one of the side stages. And I think they only did the 4-song set partly because I think Jay wasn't feeling good that day or something. But I'll tell you what, you couldn't tell by watching their set, because he left everything on the stage that day. As a matter of fact, I watched their set that day from the side of the stage. This time around at Rock of the Range, playing the main stage earlier on in the afternoon, but still move it up, and I really like those guys a lot. So got to thank Scott for always taking the time out to talk with us. Of course, on WRIF in Detroit. Last time I talked to him at Rock in the Range 2 years ago, like I said, They did the four songs. This was before their Black Sabbath tour was announced. He actually told me that day. He goes, yeah, we're going to be going out on tour with a classic metal band, but I can't mention it. In the meantime, Seether came through town, played two shows in Detroit, and I had a chance to talk with Alexa from one of the opening bands, Letters from the Fire, and here's what she's all about today on Radio Chatter. All right, broadcasting live here at St. Andrew's Hall. It's Meltdown along with Alexa Cavazzi. Is that right?
That is right.
All right, there you go. She's the lead singer for Letters from the Fire. First of all, I mean, the obvious question is, how do you get a name of the band, Letters from the Fire?
Well, the guys actually named it before I joined, but they were called Park Lane back in the day when they started the band, and they were realizing that they couldn't, it was too generic of a name, so they couldn't, like, trademark it or anything, whatever they needed to do. And they had a song called Letters from the Fire, and they, you know, they thought, hey, this, you know, this is, like, a good kind of name for us because we're taking our trials and tribulations and turning them into some into these songs. So that's how it came about.
I see. And you guys are playing with Seether. You've been touring with these guys for how long now?
With Seether?
Yeah.
Almost a month.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you've done Broken a few times with the guys?
I did do it, yeah.
How many times?
It was just once.
Okay, just the one
we
time.
We practiced it a few times, and then live, we've only done it once.
But. So who's, I mean, who's doing Broken with them, or they just don't play it sometimes?
They normally do play it. They just do, like, a stripped-down version.
Okay, I see.
Yeah,
for those who don't know, Amy Lee actually did the version with Sean when they were dating a billion years ago.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So you guys are going on tour with Citizen Zero in June.
Yeah.
They're our friends here from Michigan as well.
Yes, I love those guys, and that band is, like, one of the best bands I've ever seen. They're incredible.
Is that right?
Yeah. They're so good. So,
you know, I talked with Nita Strauss over the weekend. Of course, you know, she is, right, the guitar player for Alice Cooper.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you know, you probably get this a lot, but it's like, you know, there's a lot of females in rock, man. It's like between, you know, Lizzie Hale and, you know, Taylor Momsen. And now, you know, Christina Chris is with you guys as well from Kaleido. Talk a little bit about your thoughts on the women taking over.
Oh, I love it. Yeah. Of course. You know, I'm all about girl power and stuff like that. So to be on tour with another female fronted band is always fun. And I don't know, it's really cool to see women kind of taking over.
And I'll tell you what, last thing for you, we'll play a song for you guys from Letters from the Fire here. What's the one record that changed your life?
That's really tough. Probably The Strange Case of by Hailstorm. I saw them live for the first time, and it was like, okay, I want to do that, you know. I decided, like, okay, I want to be in a rock band, I want to do this, and that kind of changed everything for me. So
that's pretty cool because, yeah, my daughter, she's a big Hailstorm fan, and of course she gravitated towards the band because of Lizzie, and then mm-hmm. she decided, oh, yeah, I like this band.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, she's incredible, like an incredible musician, and even more incredible of a person. Like, she's been so good to me, just, you know, kind of giving me advice and leading me a little bit here and there. So it's been really cool to get to know her, and especially since, you know, she's the reason why I decided to do this. So.
And she's from not too far from where you're from.
Exactly.
There
yeah.
you go, Pennsylvania. So, well, Alexa, thanks so much for the time. Letters from the Fire going to be on stage tonight, right before the guys from Seether. And have a great rest of the tour. Good to see you.
Thank you.
Yeah, pretty killer band right there, and she really has some great pipes. If you get a chance, check them out on stage. Letters from the Fire when they come to a town near you. Hey, if you get a chance, rate this maybe 5 stars. Throw up a review, whatever. I appreciate that. I know Don Jameson is going to be coming up next week. He's got a new comedy album out called Communication Breakdown. Bumped into him at Rock in the Range. He said, "Hey man, let's podcast." That's what he said. And so we'll be talking to him coming up here next week. In the meantime, just wanted to float this one out there to wet your whistle this week with two pretty cool guests. Kind of a short one for Radio Chatter today, but we'll get back in the swing of things. A lot of stuff coming up here, and I've got some other great guests lined up. In the meantime, as always, thank you guys so much for checking out Radio Chatter.